Georgia is one of 34 states that has a federally run marketplace. That's where people like 64-year-old Valerie Dalton of Stone Mountain get health insurance. She pays about $350 a month for her plan.
I was afraid to go with anything cheaper because although I'm in good health, you never know at my age what's going to happen.
Dalton can afford that plan because she qualifies for federal subsidies. But she and nearly 500,000 other Georgians could lose those subsidies depending on the Supreme Court ruling. At issue is whether people who buy insurance through the federal exchange are eligible for financial help. Dalton, who's retired, says she couldn't afford her plan without subsidies.
What can I do? I just don't know.
A spokesperson for Governor Nathan Deal's office said in a statement that Deal is aware of the impending Supreme Court ruling and its potential effects. Because Georgia law prohibits the creation and operation of a state-run exchange, the General Assembly would have to play a major role in any future decisions. The Supreme Court is expected to rule in June. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.